What is up, Cardboard Nation? You know, James has this habit of springing a new feature on me like 30 seconds before we're supposed to go live. So I'm all into it and playing with it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Go GPS Live, the Hobbies Web Show. Exactly, Chris. It is fun.
There you go.
How are you guys doing this evening?
Doing well, Rob. How's everything going with you?
No complaints. No complaints. James, all good on your end?
Everything's going great. Yep.
Good. Very well.
I love it. James has started to incorporate sound effects and background music into our interface. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe if I have a name pronunciation, like get a whistle on the call. I don't know.
Throw a flag on the play.
Exactly. Exactly. Whistle. You know, we pull a dud, a really bad one.
There you go. Yeah. I
watch that one. I don't know. So many possibilities. James, I'm a simple man. You made me so happy.
It's great. And again, we'll keep adding to it and we'll get some better ones in the future.
That's so cool.
But yeah, we've got a good little bank of sound effects to start.
The toilet flush is fun. I like the toilet flush.
I knew you would. All right. Well, we have another really good show for you this evening, and wanted to start it off. We've got a lot of news and hobby happenings about stuff coming out of the TOPS industry conference. So along those lines, a piece of news came out about something new we'll be seeing in cards. And so wanted to talk about it in tonight's poll question, Chris.
Yeah, so the poll question tonight was, what do you think of this concept? Now, to get to that concept and to see the concept, you have to go to GoGTS Live's X account, and you have to go into the comments section, because Rob put it in there for you guys all to see. The concept is for future bat barrel cards from TOPS. So it's new standard, innovative, clever, or gimmicky, and 106 votes currently, Rob. 50.6% say gimmicky. 24.5% say innovative, 19.8% say clever, and 4.7% say new standard. So it's an interesting concept, Rob, where it's a photo of a player's card on the bat knob.
Yes. Yes. And so I have to give TOPS some credit. It seems like we should have already had these like a long, long time ago, but the fact that we don't, I'm not going to call it innovative because we already have bat knobs.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the new standard because you certainly, I don't think would want to do it with like classic retired players. Like I wouldn't want to see this replace like a Don Mattingly bat barrel or something like that.
Yeah.
So I voted, and I'm more generous than just gimmicky. I think it was pretty clever. It was pretty clever.
I'm with you on that. I did vote for clever as well. You know, it's even more clever. You know, this got me thinking when I saw that today. I would put Billy Ripken's 1989 clear on that bat knob. That would be fun.
Oh, yeah. Upper deck. I don't know.
Fleer. They got,
right? James, how did you vote in this?
I made a vote, but then I would like to change it. My original vote was gimmicky because I think the design for this year with the neon letters, it just doesn't do it for me.
Okay.
So just the look itself of this year's to me looked a little gimmicky, but then now as I've kind of digested it and looked at a few replies and everything, I think it is pretty clever. I think it is pretty innovative. My one thing is that I wish TOPS would do something to add that, a chase and value to a product that isn't a one of one.
Okay.
They've done the big league debut patch. There's only one of those, and then there's only going to be one of these, I assume. I guess you could do multiple versions. I mean, a player doesn't have just one bat.
That's so true.
I guess you can have multiple versions, but I mean, they're very, very unique and very limited. So my guess is it's not going to get into the hands of most collectors.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing where I'm like, yes, it's cool and everything, but I mean, I'm probably going to see one on the floor of the National. And I'll
exactly.
Probably. Yeah, you will.
Whereas if there was something, again, I don't know what it is, and then they're probably working on it, but what's the /99 version of this that like people have a little bit easier chance?
Maybe they're all one of ones, right?
Yeah, exactly. One of ones. Yeah.
They're all one of ones because I think, I mean, think about it. Guys are pretty picky with their bats, right?
Of course they are.
It's not like Pete Rose, who was willing to like put on a new jersey every inning for certain, you know, I mean, and you could even do that with the MLB debut patch. There's nine of them, one per inning, you know, getting guys to do multiples of this because, you know, it's their bat, you know what I mean? Yeah.
The good thing is that it's the bat knob.
Yes.
So it's not actually the shown design on the bat. It's on
I mean, that can be pried off, right? And then embedded on the card. It's not going to ruin the bat.
Right.
Okay. So there is, I mean, they don't have to be one of ones then.
Yeah.
No, they don't have to be. The bat knob makes it a little bit more flexible for an athlete. So personally, I go off of what the Phillies do. They use Victus Bats, which is a Pennsylvania company. And Bryce Harper has stuff designed there all the time. So do a lot of the Phillies. And to place that on the bottom of the knob, I couldn't believe it'd be a big deal for any of those players. They probably think it'd be pretty cool. You know, just add it and Topps can use it and they can go about it however they want. So
then I'm definitely with James. I'd like them to see be more plentiful than 101s.
Yeah. But it looks like, again, as Chris says, it looks like something that maybe it isn't stick. Again, when I initially look at it, it's like, oh, this is a one of one that's been embedded into the bat. That's cool. But again, I'm not the biggest fan of this year's design. It's fine.
It does look like a sticker, though.
It does. Or like some sort of vinyl
or a disc of some sort that you might be able to just pry off, you know?
Yeah. Now, unless they are looking to use the entire bat knob on the card and then just embed that piece.
Right.
Into the
card. Is it the big thick bat knob card or is it going to be something? That's
right. So many questions.
Mm-hmm. Because how would collectors feel if it's just a sticker on the card rather than just the memorabilia of having the bat knob and the sticker, you know?
Good stuff.
Yeah.
That's why we talk about it. So if you haven't already done so, please give that a retweet and vote in on that. And we will be sure to update that later in the program. But for now, we got a ton more stuff coming out of the industry Topps industry conference to go over with you in our weekly hobby happenings segment, which we'll pull up here. And it includes several stories from the Topps Industry Conference. So here's a look at this week's hobby happenings. Well, redemptions suck. You know it. I know it. The whole hobby knows it, right? So when Fanatics acquired Topps, they vowed to eliminate redemption cards. And while it appears they might be backpedaling on that just a bit, having seen firsthand, obviously, at this point, why the practice exists in the first place, the company did come out with some information related to changes it's making and an update on some numbers. A post on X stated, "We know redemptions are a pain point for collectors. We've been working hard to make progress, and we're excited to make a few announcements. 1 year ago, we had 70,000 redemptions owed to collectors. Today, that number is below 10,000. I mean, that's good. Moving forward, redemptions will now have a 10-year expiration window instead of 2 years. Also, we are backdating this program to all redemption cards where the product year is 2021-22, 2022, or more recently. The 10-year expiration window will be true regardless of what expiration date is stated on the card." Okay, so you just extend out 10 years from the date. That's going to help sell through for shops of older product. That's a big help.
It really is.
Year over year, the amount of redemptions cards going into products is down substantially, although they didn't provide more details with that. And it closed with saying, "We plan to make even more progress in the near future, and we look forward to keeping you updated along the way." Hmm.
Most people are probably aware that league licensing fees are expensive, like really expensive. But just how much does Fanatics pay out to the MLPA, who is an equity stakeholder? Well, in 2023, Fanatics paid the Players Association $44 million in licensing revenue. And now you know why Series 1 was so pricey this year. Everyone has to get paid, Rob. You know?
Indeed, indeed. While Topps appears to have grown tired of hearing complaints on social media about specific breakers and dealers, quote, always getting the good cards. So they decided to do something about it. Sports Collectors Daily reports that at the company's annual industry conference in Atlanta Tuesday, Fanatics Collectibles CEO Mike Mahan announced that the company had hired top auditing and accounting firm KPMG to analyze the company's packout and distribution practices. Fanatics Topps had always asserted that the controls of its collation and packaging process were such that no funny business was going on, but decided to engage with KMPG to have an outside firm look at the process of how cards go from printer to pack. It was the company's answer to an ongoing barrage of comments from collectors and dealers who felt jilted whenever a larger breaker pulled a string of a product's better cards. Be sure to read the full article on sportscollectorsdaily.com for insight into how the audit was conducted.
In addition to its previously announced FanFest in New York City this summer, SC Daily reports that Fanatics is putting together several other events around the U.S. to be held later this year. At the Topps Industry Conference in Atlanta Monday, the company told several hundred attendees about plans for a second Fanatics Fest in Orlando, Florida, to be held November 1st through 3rd, that will prioritize collecting but also contain an element geared to fans, as well as a smaller show at PNC Park in Pittsburgh, September 28th and 29th. Those plans are in line with Fanatics' stated desires to hold four types of events: larger flagship gatherings, regional shows, venue-specific locations such as those at stadiums where local athletes will be signing, and partner events in which the company will develop experiences with its sports partners that take place alongside events such as league drafts. Full details on the shows will be released at a later date.
Topps also announced that its trading card promotion, or trading card day promotion rather, will return on August 3rd, with hobby shops once again handing out free exclusive packs. The MVP buyback promotion, in which cards of the most recent MLB MVPs can be exchanged for hobby shop credit, will also return this fall. Topps also says the second edition of its hobby rip night promotion will take place September 14th. Last year, several athletes from across various sports made appearances at local shops. The company says it polled shops with 18% of the 409 stores with direct accounts, indicating the event resulted in record sales days. New this year is Hobby Break Night, set for December 14th. The online experience will include guest appearances as cases, boxes, and packs are opened, with giveaways also taking place.
Nice. Additionally, Sports Collectors Daily has been providing a detailed rundown of new product announcements at the conference. Highlights include the company has officially signed Carlos Alcaraz to an autograph deal, with his first autograph cards to appear in 2024 Topps Chrome Tennis this summer. Also getting the Topps Chrome treatment is basketball, which will feature Wemby on card rookie autographs. The company also teased a new football brand called Motif, as well as new case hits to be found in Bowman Baseball, the future release of Topps Chrome Soccer.
Cool.
Yeah. Nice.
So to celebrate and say thank you for Topps reaching 250,000 followers on X, and congratulations to Topps, they are giving away 250 packs of cards to one lucky person. Look for these two images on their timeline to enter for your chance to win.
I'm feeling rippy, Rob. And speaking of breakers with all the luck, the collectibles guru pointed out that Blez Sports Cards has had a very hot hand with regards to Prism NBA. In the span of less than a week, 4 days to be exact, the company pulled rookie Nebula one of ones of Tyrese Maxey, LaMelo Ball, and most recently, Anthony Edwards. What's even more remarkable is that the company had an active bounty of $250,000 out on the Edwards card for one of their customers. Incredible. But wait, it gets crazy. Tuesday night, they pulled this. The Victor Wembanyama 1/1 Prism Nebula rookie card. Rob, are you kidding me?
Right? I mean,
that's nuts.
So, yeah, after I'd written the part about the 4 days,
yeah,
they pull another one. So over 5 days, they pull 3-4 of them. I mean, unbelievable.
Those are like four of the top, I mean, honestly, top 10 players, young guys in all of basketball. That's amazing.
I'll tell you, though, the amount of product that Blaz buys,
yeah,
doesn't really surprise me.
They do a good job over there. They really do.
It's crazy. Well, collectibles guru takes us back to the in time through the Wayback Machine. Did you know in 2005, Upper Deck made one of the greatest multiplayer autograph cards ever? Like ever. Randomly inserted packs, Upper Deck made just 10 copies of this quad signed card featuring on-card autographs of every pitcher to ever record 4,000 career strikeouts. There are other, although much less limited, versions of the card featuring just a single autograph from one of those four greats. No copies of this card have ever publicly sold, and this one belongs to Show You He on Instagram. How cool is that? And made me think what one of these would bring at market.
Wow. That's a pretty nice card right there. A New Jersey company called Behold has found a new way for card collectors to enjoy their hobby. Behold is a combination app and website that combines a live streaming shopping platform with a video game component. A recent article on Forbes.com took a deep dive into the company. Kids who love cards are the target market for Behold and the motivation to create the company. In addition, Behold will use AI technology to identify the cards as a pack is opened and catalog it for the individual, storing digital editions online. Behold will store the cards for customers in its vaults while providing them with receipts online. For more details, you can read the full article on Forbes.
Well, it's not just sports cards going for big money. And Alpha Black Lotus, one of the rarest Magic the Gathering cards ever, has sold for a record-breaking $3 million in a private sale, according to Collect Media. The card was graded a perfect CGC Pristine 10 and surpasses the previous record held by the One Ring card, which was famously purchased by Post Malone for over $2 million in 2023. The sale also marks a milestone in the trading card industry. This Black Lotus card becomes the highest priced card ever graded by CGC, surpassing a 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle card that sold for over $1.25 million in 2022. Congrats to all involved.
SC Daily reports that live streaming platform Whatnot is well known for auctions that run in very brief time frames, some as short as 5 seconds. Now the company has started a longer form style of auctions running across the app. Sellers can list items outside of their typical live shows for longer durations, up to 7 days. They can also pin it within their live shows, offering the chance to promote the longer term auction multiple times. Sellers are typically using the longer auction form for higher value single cards, both modern and vintage.
Long overdue.
That's cool. Sure. Yeah.
Well, this is a public service announcement from Leaf Trading Cards. The company posted this on X this week. Quote, "We've noticed fraudulent autographed proof cards on eBay. Our proofs are never packaged in a one touch. They're always slabbed or in a top loader with a matching serial number corresponding to that proof," close quote. So to be clear, this is an example of a fake that was being sold by an eBay seller called Backlit Cards and Games. Mm-hmm. And then this is an example of what a real version looks like. So be careful out there.
Yeah, sure. Sports Collectors Digest reports that Perfect Game, the world's largest youth baseball scouting service, has partnered with Fanatics to produce trading cards of baseball's top young rising stars. Under the multi-year deal, Perfect Game would provide Fanatics collectibles access to the next generation of young baseball stars. Fanatics will work closely with Perfect Game event organizers to help with the creation, production, and sale of trading cards and collectibles. Collectors can expect to see trading cards on site at Perfect Game events throughout the country soon. Fanatics will have exclusive rights to manufacture, market, and sell official Perfect Game trading cards and collectibles, including Perfect Game All-Americans. That's pretty huge, though, Rob. I will admit that.
That is. Mm-hmm. I must have forgot to save that, James, after I added that story. But if you want to put that other slide back up, just as a reminder, Free Comic Book Day is this weekend at local comic book shops across the country and the world, actually. So, hey, go out there, grab some free comics, tag us, and have some fun. It's Free Comic Book Day. And that's a look at this week's hobby happenings.
Very cool.
Always a ton going on.
Well, in this hobby, you never know, but it always does seem like there's a lot.
It's true. It's so true. All right. So next up, we have our box break segment for this evening. We've got three great products for you. First up, we're going to take a look at 2024 Sage High Series Football. As you, many of you probably know, Sage is an auto per pack product and something a little different. Normally, the checklist is on the back of the box. It says the inside box for checklist card.
Nice. It's always good to have that handy right on the box.
Absolutely.
Sure.
So let's see here. There we go. I like it. Oh, it's color-coded and all sorts of fancy stuff.
Wow.
Get some glasses because that's some tiny writing right there. It's got a legend.
Yeah, get the magnifying glass out, Rob.
The legend says, so auto, all rookie auto, peak performance, next level auto, auto only, sneak peek. All right. And then we got some acronyms, AR, all rookie team, NL, next level, and AR Auto Hobby Only. Cool. Huh.
Nice.
All right, here we go.
Well, it's nice for the legend. That's a helpful thing. So, Rob, we get 16 autographed cards in every box, as well as 32 hobby-exclusive parallels. Now, I remember we had a hot box one year. Is that possible?
I don't know if hot boxes are possible this year.
Do you remember that one time we had 32 autographs in the box?
That was crazy.
Yeah, that was nutty.
Braylon Trice, Jaden Davis, Dayton Wade, next level Spencer Rattler.
Yeah.
Next level Man Williams. Lawrence Keys, wide receiver. Nice signature.
Looks like an Oregon kid.
And that's a red next levels. Very cool.
Yeah, very nice.
And then Bruce Irving, all rookie team. I like that design. That's cool. Bucky Irving. Chris Braswell, Elijah Jones.
Oh, there you go.
Daniels, all rookie team.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Caleb Williams, all rookie team. Sam Hartman, all rookie team. And those two were
1 and 2 in the draft. Yeah.
And were they, are these
different colors?
These are gold parallels. Yeah. I think the black or the base. So we got gold parallels of 1, 2 draft picks. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Sam Hartman out of the University of Notre Dame. Defensive tackle Dwayne Carter.
All right.
And Lawrence Keys the third.
Very nice.
Miles Cole, Jackson Mitchell, Javon Baker, JJ McCarthy, all rookie team gold.
That's going to be James's new favorite quarterback.
Yep. It's rooting for him.
Wide receiver, Devontae Walker. Give you a little DW there. A little D-dub.
What's with the big space between the D-dub?
I don't know, man. I don't know. He was thinking of signing more and was like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, you know. Also, guys, the post is out on the GoGTS LiveX account, so go ahead right now, repost it, and make sure you're following us to have a chance to win the hits.
First shiny card, peak performance. Jaden Davis. Alfayam Walcott. Eric All. Next level, Grayson McCall. Trayvon Henderson. Nice. Deshaun Fenwick, running back. Nice signature.
Yeah, did well.
And Michael Pratt.
Yep.
New England Patriots, Deshaun Fenwick.
Maris Lefou. Jonah Ellis. Aiden Mitchell. Kyron Lacy. Xavier Worthy, all rookie team.
Yep.
Eric All, tight end. Iowa?
That's Iowa. Yeah, that's got to be Iowa.
Yes. Cincinnati Bengals drafted him.
What round he go in, you remember?
Yeah, Tagovailoa.
Round 4, pick 115.
Okay.
Jackson Mitchell. Quinyon Mitchell, Keelan Robinson, Xavier Leggett, next level, Grayson McCall, Dallin Holker, numbered to 100.
Nice.
Tight end.
Very cool.
Anthony Gould.
Saints. Dallin Holker. It doesn't say the round, so maybe he was a UDFA. We'll see.
Cam Kitchens, Maris Lefou,
UDFA.
Cade Stover, Bo Nix.
Surprising first round pick to me, Bo Nix, but went to the Broncos.
Raheem Sanders.
Ooh, there's some color on this card.
Jared Wiley, tight end.
Yeah, that's nice. Is that like foil, Rob?
Yeah, that is some foil.
Chiefs, there you go.
All right.
He should be catching passes from old Super Bowl champ Patty Mahomes.
Yeah.
Jace McClellan.
Well, McClellan, the third string. Excuse me. Then the second string. Then Patty Mahomes, if he's good enough. If he's good enough to run with the ones.
Elijah Jones, Isaiah Major, Jashawn Jones, all rookie team gold parallel, Dallas Turner. Team J.J. McCarthy. Auto. Cornerback, Zamari Walton. Zamari Walton.
Some more foil there. Yeah.
Jared Wiley.
That's Chargers.
Okay.
Zamari Walton. Ooh. Those
peak performance.
They're nice. Like how those look. Yeah, those look really cool.
Chop Robinson, Cooper DeJean, Ricky Pearsall, Next Level Gold, Miar Williams, Caleb Williams, Chop Robinson.
Old Chop. Yeah. Dolphins.
DJ Williams.
Round 1, pick 21. There's your first rounder. Yep.
And he's an edge. He's an edge guy.
Yeah, I bet he's fast too, because I know that's kind of one of their things that they do in Miami.
He's a Penn Stater.
Devontae Walker, Blake Watson, Dallin Holker, Jermaine Burton, wide receiver.
It's like Bama.
Round 3, pick 80.
Carter.
Bengals. Burrow. Nice. Skill position players going to good teams.
They do.
Yeah. I like these players we got so far.
Michael Pratt, Gold, all rookie.
Malik Neighbors was a top 10 pick.
Yeah. Gold, yep. All rookie. JJ McCarthy.
Yay. Yeah.
Delvin Culp, tight end.
It's like Washington Huskies, maybe.
Football player, yep. Tampa. He's down there in Tampa.
Beautiful.
And it does, round 7, 246.
Brandon Dorlus, Trey Taylor, Ladd McConkey, Raheem Sanders, Next Level, Keon Coleman.
Oh, we got gold.
Edgerrin Cooper.
He's a good 200. One. Yeah, he was a second round pick, I believe.
You're right.
Edgerrin Cooper.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Packers.
Yeah, he's a good one.
Headed up there to Green Bay. Curly Lambeau.
Edgerrin Cooper.
He's not in this set.
Cam Kitchens. No. Marshawn Lloyd. McCarthy. Troy Franklin, all rookie team. Ooh. Numbered to 100, running back DJ Williams. And he gives us a little numeral inscription.
It's like an Arizona kid, maybe.
There are a lot of DJ Williams. DJ Williams.
Audric Esteem.
Former. This guy's 45 years old. DJ Williams, Arizona, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, tight end. There we go.
Braylon Trice. No. Kashim Hall. Next Level Gold. Trayvon Henderson. Joe Milton III, Next Level.
Ooh.
Nice. Peak performance. Marshawn Lloyd, numbered to just 25.
Beautiful. Nice.
Fantastic.
Hey, another Packer.
All right.
He's going to learn about Curly Lambeau.
Yes, he will.
That's cool. Bring that Peak Performers autograph back up. Yeah, I was looking. They look really nice.
Yeah.
Yep. I like that.
I like mm-hmm. it.
Just like a nice pulser kind of effect.
Yeah.
Nate Wiggins, Chris Braswell, Tyrone Tracy Jr., Roman Hemby, Trayvon Henderson, quarterback.
Boom.
There you go.
That's a boom. Yep. Yeah.
It's our first round QB.
He's boom.
Broncos quarterback out of 100. That's yep. nice.
Is he going to? Is he? He's not going to start right away, right? Or is he?
He should. They don't have Russell Wilson no more. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So he's going to be.
He'll be the starting quarterback.
I like that. Yep. That's a good one. Trade him right away.
Miles Cole, Jalen Coker.
He's already 25 years old, too.
Right. And him Cole. And then the Penix, right?
Kicker, James, Alex Hale.
Hey, if there's kicker collectors out there you go.
Cowboy football.
Ooh.
Oklahoma State.
Yeah,
nice. I don't know if he went to the Cowboys. Draft.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. All right, 4 winners get 4 autographs. Sage 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Beauty.
Zach Wilson. That's it, Claudia. Thank you for reminding us of who the other quarterback.
That's a nice. That was a nice box.
Yeah, fun rep. Mm-hmm.
That Bo Nix is a good one.
Yep.
I like that peak performance.
Yep. Yep, good stuff.
All right.
And again, you never know who's going to turn out. So
no, yeah.
That's the fun part about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Up next, did I do this right, James? Skybox Metal Universe?
We're good, yep.
All right.
This one. Get that checklist up.
So you're saying there's a chance at Tiger and Jordan autographs.
Guys, the post for Skybox Metal Universe Champions is on the GoGTS Live X account. Go ahead right now, repost it, and make sure you're following us. Have a chance to win the hits. Oh, you've got Tiger on the cover there. Beauty. Mm-hmm. Lots of Jordans and Tigers and Bears. Oh, my.
One precious metal gem.
Yeah. Huh?
And one of my favorite dishes of all time, jambalaya.
Hey, man, we pulled a nice little Jordan at the National. I remember we did that.
That was unbelievable.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at all these PMGs. Here we go. Here are the autos.
One of one gold PMG parallels of the base set. Holy cow.
That'd be wild.
Rob, yeah, get a Jordan. There you go. No pressure.
Caleb Williams, Scoot. Of course, we got Tiger and MJ. There's she is. Iga Świątek's in here. We're rooting for her. We want to get one of her.
Names are going to be a little bit hard to pick up.
I see. Yeah.
Christian Vaccaro.
Your work cut out for you right now,
hey,
Rob.
Hey, there you go.
Jimmy nice Connors. Tennis. Sam Bennett.
They're all in different colors, too.
Chris Livingston.
She's popular. Yeah.
Haley Van Lith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like her. She's TCU, I believe.
Cool.
Kyrese Gondrizic.
I don't know who she is. I'm a fan.
Fourth overall pick in the top women's basketball league 2021 draft. Gondrizic averaged 19.5 points and 4.5 assists as a senior at West Virginia in 2020-21. And Haley Jones, Fresh Foundations rookie.
Nice.
Kyrese Gondrizic. She's on the Chicago Sky.
Hmm. They have a pretty good squad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? With
Angel Reese.
Yeah.
Corey Connors. Matthew Hopp.
Tiger. Oh, there you go. That's a cool picture of Tiger.
Yeah, I like that.
Anthony Black. Will Zalatoris.
Oh, I like her.
Choo-choo Watkins. Yeah, you're a fan.
That's
a
right. I think she's signed, right? Pretty sure there's an autograph.
With who?
Juju Watkins.
All with Millennium Bryce Young.
Yep. She's got autos. Yep.
Yeah, she's good. She's fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they're either bringing in a new recruit or somebody's coming back. Like, USC is going to be very good next year.
It'll be very good. Yeah. They got a couple of good recruits coming in. Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
Ilya Topuria, one of the up and coming fighters in his division. So MMA. JJ Starling.
Ew.
Auto Amari Avery, all Millennium.
Nice
golfer. Okay,
yeah, not guaranteed an auto, so that's always good. Appreciate that.
Yep,
who we got here?
Is it Pirates prospect
Termar Johnson, Fresh Foundations, Nicholas. Ooh, yay, yay, yay. I am.
Where's that boo?
Hello. I am Mela Via.
Yeah, pretty close, I guess. Yeah. So autographs run every other box, basically. You get like six autographs in every case. So
Bruce McCowens, Elijah Green, CJ Stroud.
That's cool.
Scoot Henderson, Darius Garland, Skybox, and Fresh Foundations, Noah Clowney. Clowney.
Nice. So the case at Rob is called Golden Touch.
Okay.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah.
Darius Garland, Juju Watkins. Johnny Dixon, Lena Oberdorf.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's your Bears' new starting quarterback, Rob.
Yeah.
Gold Universe, Caleb Williams.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's funky and flashy.
Yeah.
Is that a really one for boxer? Or... Gold
Universe?
Gold Universe.
It's a brand new insert, but they're not saying it's anything
okay.
rare.
Collect at least one card from each set per box.
Okay.
Either Gold Universe or High Voltage. At least that's what I'm seeing here on page 3 of the sell sheet.
Colin Morikawa.
They're new.
Caleb Williams. Joel Damon. There's Michael.
Oh, at first I didn't even know that was Michael. Okay. Nice.
Spencer Jones. Anisimova, Amanda Anisimova.
Okay.
Z-Force action. Fresh Foundations, Christian Vaccaro.
Yep. Nice designs. These are always fun.
Yeah, they are fun. I like them.
Mm-hmm.
There's always some tennis people in here for you, James.
Yeah, I'm hoping we see an Iga. Billy we had the Anisimova. That's fun.
Ooh, Justin Crawford.
Crawford.
He's a Philly.
Anthony Richardson. Matthew Fitzpatrick. Gary Player on the retro.
Is that like a retro? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All Millennium, Nolan Hickman. And Amanda Anisimova.
No, another
fresh
one.
Fun.
You familiar with her game there, James?
Yep, I've seen her play.
Okay.
She's fun. Up and comer.
Griffey.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, that's cool.
Ernst Uday. McLeod yeah. Bethel Thompson.
Yep.
Mike Breen.
Eh.
High Voltage. Brandon Miller.
A pretty good year.
Yeah. Third in rookie of the year voting.
Yeah.
Or of the top three, right? Him, yep. Wimby, and Chet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Derek Lively. Wonder what the status of the Overtime Elite license is. Doesn't it seem like a long time since we've seen something from Topps with that?
Couple years.
Young.
Yeah.
Bo Scarborough. Tyrese Proctor. Julian Phillips. I got to imagine if they let the license.
That looks like something right there.
It'll be popping up somewhere else. Bo yeah. Scarborough, that's definitely a parallel. That's hey. A parallel number to just 75.
Yeah. Okay. That's nice.
Nice. Yep.
All Millennium. And. That was Oswald Pereza, Fresh Foundations, Anthony Black. Track and field, Sydney McLaughlin Lavrone.
Hmm.
Sky Clark, good name for a basketball player.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Parada. Kyrese Gondrizek.
Yep.
Sam Mewis.
Oh.
Ooh,
Nicholas Iamaleva.
No, he's here. He's not leaving.
So.
That's number to just 75.
Iamaleva.
A tall, athletic quarterback from Warren High School in Downey, California. Iamaleva's arm strength and pocket presence made him the top passer in the 2023 recruiting class.
I love that last name, Iamaleva.
Caleb Williams, All Millennium. Let's see. Oswald Pereza, Noah Clowney, Jordan Walsh, Sahith Thigala, Iga Swiatek.
Is that your girl there, Rob?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, with James.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. We like Iga.
Mia Fischel.
She's official. Mia Fischel.
All Millennium Caleb Hustain.
I am Oliva, but I just got here.
Brock Wilkin, Damian Collins, Kajani Wright, Jackson Holiday.
Cool. Jackson, yeah, that's fun.
Holiday, high voltage insert. Fresh Foundations, Michaela Williams. All Millennium, Carissa Moore.
That's cool. The surfing.
Yeah, good picture.
Mm-hmm. You don't see many surfing cards.
No.
They could be fun if designed well.
Terramar Johnson, Grady Dick, Derek Lively. It was his name seemed familiar to me in OTE, is why I mentioned that. I couldn't be wrong. Jared McCain, Z-Force, CJ Stroud.
Oh, that's cool.
This card. Fresh Foundations, Chris Livingston. All Millennium, Brooks Lee.
Mm-hmm. Supposed to get three Z-Force cards in the box.
Gary Player. Eric Daly Jr. Jordan Chiles. Dylan Cruz.
He's a good one. I like him.
Izzy Abanikanda.
Oh, that's fun. You got EX.
Ooh, yeah.
A little EX action there for Anthony Richardson.
That's cool.
One in a box. So that's nice. That's good.
Yeah.
Andrei Stojanovic.
Nicely done.
Last pack.
Yeah, some last pack magic. Why not?
Darwin Nunez, J.J. Taylor, Alyssa Nacken, Michael Mayer.
Is that a two back, a variation where she's behind all of that info, you know, like usually they're in front, see, and then they've...
I don't know.
I've seen one other card like that.
I saw, yeah, unless it's just a headshot that they only had. Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe, yeah, they just... Yeah.
Nick Smith Jr., Retro. Elijah Green, Fresh Foundations. Close it out with Joel Damon, All Millennium. All right. Does anybody remember off the top of their head what that other numbered card was? One of them was that one. Didn't we have another number?
Yeah, there was,
another number one.
It's
out 91, I believe.
It was also 75, I thought.
Was it?
Yeah, okay. Maybe. And there was the auto, of course.
There's the auto, yeah.
I want to say that you were right. That was also out of 75. Yeah, it was. That was Nicholas I Am Oliva.
How could I forget?
I don't know.
I Am Oliva. That's my new favorite last name. I love it.
All right, so... Okay, one person's going to get the auto.
That was Amari Avery, I believe.
Yes. And then the lot winner.
Oh, that shiny that's a nice lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a beauty, nice. Shiny lot. All right. Shiny lot. Someone's getting some goodness there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's two awesome.
From that box. All right. And then our last break of the night is a new product release for the week, also from Upper Deck. This one in the form of 2022-23 Ultimate Collection NHL Hockey.
That's fun. And guys, the post for the Ultimate Box is on the GoGTS Live X account. Go ahead right now and repost it and make sure you're following us to have a chance to win the hits. So all we get one autograph card, one memorabilia card, one premium memorabilia, premium tech or autograph memorabilia card, and one base numbered ultimate introduction or unsigned ultimate rookie card in every box.
There was a half ounce. There was a
charge.
Wait. And so I picked the heavier one.
Ooh, nice. Okay.
Oh, you had two boxes. Okay, nice. Well, we like the chunky goodness that this one brings. It's beauty.
Matthew Barzal, numbered to 149.
Nice, clean design.
Auto, ooh, numbered to 299. Pavel Reganda, ultimate rookie for the Anaheim Ducks.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Oh, that's a good one.
There we go. Extra auto. Mason McTavish, gold ink rookie.
Yep, that's a good one.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, he's a good one.
That's a pretty good one. Isn't he well regarded? I feel like I talk about him a lot out here.
Ultimates, dual jersey, William Nylander, Michael Bunning for the Toronto Maple Leafs. And, oh, we got to pair that up.
Oh, wow. This is a Pavel.
Look at that, yeah.
Agenda box.
Jersey numbered to $7.99. All right, so you know what we got to do? We got to do one winner of those two.
All right, the Regenda pair.
And then the gold auto of Mason McTavish will go to a second. And I'll give the numbered Barzal and the dual jersey card to a third winner.
It's a Ducks box. Congrats. Yeah, right.
What was the last prize there? I'm sorry.
The dual jersey card with the Matthew Barzal.
Gotcha. Jersey.
So that's three. So 4, 5, 6, and 3. So 9 winners tonight.
Nice.
4, 6, 9. Yep.
Awesome. Cool. All right. So thank you to Upper Deck and Sage. All right, what are we doing next? Oh, that's right. So check this out. This week, Collect Media spoke with Dylan Dietrich of Alton Insights to find out why this has been the year of Kobe. Watch this, we'll come back and we'll update that poll question.
What happened this year that made Kobe the most dominant figure in the hobby? I mean, it's not new. He's always been on the Mount Rushmore, but it feels like he just took over this year.
I think, well, you know, it's 2024, it's Kobe year. So, but apart from the 24, I think, you know, the last several years have been so Jordan heavy, and Jordan, you know, is always the top dog, and, you know, rightfully so. But I think with the way that Kobe resonates with a slightly younger generation of collectors, and you know, his cultural relevance only seems to be increasing over time. But part of it too is consignment, and it seems like houses have done a good job of lining up really top tier supply to begin this year, to begin Kobe year. And the stars have aligned really nicely in that regard. Obviously you had the you know, $1 million plus jersey at Sotheby's following not too far off the back end of a jersey from that same series, selling in the high six figure range of golden, the championship
ring. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the stars have definitely aligned from a consignment perspective to really kind of kick off that Kobe momentum. And I think you know, that momentum tends to sustain itself for some period of time in the sports collectibles market, and high results can tend to beget more high results. And I think, you know, bidders get emboldened by seeing those things, and consigners too see those results and are more willing to consider consignment because the timing seems right. So, you know, momentum can really compound on itself in this market. And I think that's what we've seen a little bit of to start 2024. It'll be interesting to see if we see, you know, it might be too much to ask to say we're going to get quite the same quality of consignment the rest of the year, but if we see anything like it, it'll be, you know, a year that really establishes Kobe at close to the very, very top of the basketball collecting market.
Kobe represents a generational shift from Jordan. You know, Kobe's rookie year was 96, Jordan's was 84. There's a real generational gap there. And what we know about collectors and investors in this industry is it is the people that grow up and make adult money. So it's people entering into that strata that then start spending the money on the stuff they loved as kids. And now those kids that were watching Kobe in the 90s have money to spend. And I think we're seeing that.
What reinforces that as well, Will, is the current generation of players, because they're the ones who grew up idolizing Kobe as well. And the reverence that they have for him, the admiration that they have for him, is just a constant reminder of his stature in the game. And so I think that also drives the message home to those collectors you alluded to, like, yeah, that guy was the top dog for, you know, a while. You know what it does too? It's just like, if this is Kobe now, like, what's LeBron when people start to grow fond of him? Like, absence is going to make the heart grow fonder for a lot of fans that have been, you know, maybe not that preferential to LeBron during his career. And I think the view of him is just going to change tremendously, you know, a few years post-retirement.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
I agree with that, though, too, yeah. With the LeBron talk. People just love to hate on LeBron, but I do think when he does retire, 2 to 3 years after he retires, people are going to really start to think fondly of him. I do think.
I don't know about that. Man, I heard that guy whine and come up with all sorts of excuses of why they lost that game. They reminded me very much of a post-game interview with Kobe Bryant, who said, man, no excuses.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, I've watched those two guys throughout their whole careers, and Kobe grew up in Philadelphia. And look, man, I think every basketball player, they always whine and cry. It seems like they always want to foul on every play. If you just watch the game today. But I mean, and people look at LeBron, they see his whiny looking face, and he does whine a little bit, but his game, you can't look. He's almost 40 years old. He's averaging like 25 points a game. It's still incredible what he's able to do.
Indeed. 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 Well, let's update that poll question, shall we? We did have some shifting around of numbers in the bottom three.
Yeah, so let's see. With 135 votes, so we do appreciate you guys chiming in, but there's still a little time left. So if you haven't just chimed in, go ahead to the GoGTS LiveX account and make sure that you do. The poll was, what do you think of this concept? And the concept is in the comments section, so take a look. Future bat barrel cards from Topps. So Rob, 51.9% say gimmicky, 25.2% say innovative, 17% clever, and 5.9% say new standard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good stuff. A little bit of time left to weigh in if you haven't done so. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So in addition to NHL Ultimate Collection Hockey, we have three other, it's a very light release week. So yeah. Three other products releasing this week. We'll detail them for you in our Hot in the Shop segment, starting with Panini Recon NBA basketball cards. Recon, two autos, 20 parallels or inserts. Recon returns with a large selection of autograph insert and parallel content. Look for new parallels numbered to 75 in purple and to 25 in effect. And for such inserts as Vector, Rookie Recon, Future Legends, Rock the Rim, the Mighty Rookie Portraits, Rookie Review, World Travelers, and more. All those autographs, good stuff. And then we've got new inserts, the Mighty and Rookie Portraits, and then ultra rare inserts such as Base Gala, which are still numbered to just 8, as well as Fusion and Contours, which are new to Recon this year. Recon is always, I think, a very cool looking product. This year appears to be absolutely no different. Several different parallels to choose from. The checklist is up on GoGTS.net.
2024 TriStar Hidden Treasures New York Pinstripes Autograph Baseballs delivers one autograph baseball of a current or former New York Pinstriper player in every box. Collect the autograph baseballs from the best players of baseball's most winning franchise, the New York Yankees. Chase the grand treasure, a New York Pinstripes World Series MVP multi-sign baseball with 11 signatures, including Derek Jeter, Mariano Rivera, Whitey Ford, Reggie Jackson, Don Larson, and more. Players who made their Bronx debut prior to 2000, Derek Jeter, Jorge Posada, Rivera, Bernie Williams, Reggie Jackson, Ricky Henderson, and more. And players who made their Bronx debut from 2000 to the present, Aaron Judge, Gerrit Cole, Juan Soto, Mike Mussina, Nestor Cortez, Ichiro Suzuki, and many more. Also, find the pinstripe treasure tickets, which are randomly inserted and redeemable for authenticated New York baseball autograph memorabilia, including Yogi Berra autograph lithograph, Sparky Lyle autograph jersey, Gary Sheffield autograph jersey, Alex Rodriguez autograph 16x20 photograph, and more. Check it out this week, especially if you're a New York Yankees fan. You can't go wrong with a lot of the memorabilia from that great franchise. Check it out this week from TriStar Hidden Treasures, New York Pinstripes Autographed Baseballs.
And last, Decision 2024 Rare Rainbow Foil Version Trading Cards. Three premium cards numbered to 10 or less in every box. It's an 8-box case. Again, every card numbered to 10 or less, with the majority of the cards actually numbered to 5 or less. Look for premium coin cards, rainbow cut signature cards, jumbo flag patches, gemstone cards, stamp and coin combination cards, and much more in the latest release in the Decision series from our friends at Benchwarmer, distributed by Leaf. All right. That's a look at what's hot in the shop. All right. What we're going to do is we're going to put Chris to work pulling some winners for this evening. While he's doing that, we've got something pretty cool for you guys to check out. So Kelsey Stroyer had an opportunity to catch up with Steve Sharendoff, who is the CEO and founder of Rittenhouse Archives. They talked a lot about what's in the pipeline, but they also spent some time talking about what is probably one of the most overdue products in the market. I would say maybe second only to Seinfeld. We are going to be treated later this year, James, to a Cheers trading card set, courtesy of Rittenhouse Archives. Find out more in this interview with Steve and Kelsey.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Hobby Musings. I'm Kelsey Schroyer, here today with Steve Sharendoff of Rittenhouse Archives. Steve, thank you for joining us.
Happy to be here.
So the name of the game for your company is non-sports for a lot of popular shows. You've got a lot of cool stuff coming out this year. Let's start, though, with House of the Dragon. You're working on the Series 1 or the Season 1 release of that product. What more can you tell me about that?
Well, the demand already for that, we haven't even started soliciting the product, but because the studio has started advertising the second season of the show, demand.
Sorry. I shared the wrong video file. He has a big interview that is a lot more. Whoops, we're not going to share screen. We're doing a.
You'll be able to look for the whole thing later next week.
There it is. Okay. Kelsey Cheers. That's what it's
Shifting
called.
Shifting gears once again to another brand you've got coming out. I don't believe you have a release date announced on it yet, but you actually have a product coming out for the show Cheers. A lot of popular actors, a lot of popular episodes, popular franchise all around. What more can you tell me about that one?
You know, it doesn't really fit with the history of what we do, which is mostly sci-fi, fantasy, comics. You know, on occasion we've branched out into some other areas. We've done a little bit of sports. Occasionally we will tackle a show that isn't sci-fi or fantasy or comics. And it's interesting because, you know, Cheers, if you had asked me, say, 10, certainly 20 years ago, do you want to make trading cards for Cheers? I probably would have said, no, not really. It's not really what we do. But, you know, today here in 2024, that show now has become so, quote unquote, classic and iconic and spans so many, you know, demographics and generations, and it, you know, it's been elevated, I think, in a lot of ways. I mean, there's a few shows like that that are just so classic and iconic now that they transcend, you know, what we would normally consider to be, you know, kind of our wheelhouse for products. So, you know, obviously it's got a tremendous following, huge, maybe probably bigger than, you know, for anything else that we, maybe other than Game of Thrones, perhaps. But, you know, I guess you could even make the argument that Cheers is more universally popular than even Game of Thrones, just by virtue of time and you know, the numbers of people who have watched those shows, which takes nothing away from Game of Thrones, believe me, because yeah, that's a juggernaut. But anyhow, we thought that this was an interesting one to get involved with. And it started really with the idea that if we could get Ted Danson to sign cards, well, we'd have a product. And because obviously, if you're going to make Cheers cards, people are going to want signed cards from the star of the show. And we reached out to Ted Danson, and he seemed actually surprising to me, you know, really enthusiastic about what we were proposing to do. You know, a lot of times when you approach actors who have been disassociated in terms of, you know, the show's been off the air for years, and in this case, it's decades. They've moved on to other things. That, I mean, Ted Danson obviously is hugely successful, not just for Cheers, but for many other franchises. So you don't always get that kind of response, but in this case, we did. And he was really, really enthusiastic about what we were proposing. And he signed cards for us, not once, but already twice. So the first batch of cards he did were just regular, you know, ink on paper cards with just a signature. And then, you know, because he was so enthusiastic about doing this, and in the meantime, we were able to acquire some authentic wardrobe items from the show, which we could repurpose into trading cards. So then that opened the door to do autograph relic cards with him. And we said, well, while we're at that, why don't we get him to do some inscriptions? So he did inscription cards for us as well. So we've got, you know, a small treasure trove of Ted Danson signed items that I think are going to get a lot of people pretty juiced up. I know I am. I'm a big fan of that show. And me, I mean, look, that's another reason why, quite honestly, we decided to get involved with it. I mean, a lot of the opportunities that we take advantage of here at Rittenhouse are really, you know, born out of love for whatever the show is, the franchise, whatever the theme is. I mean, I love sci-fi. I love Star Trek. I love Game of Thrones. You know, Cheers was one of my favorite shows. So it becomes, you know, a labor of love in some ways to get involved in projects like this. But, you know, Ted Danson was the starting point. We've reached out to several other starring cast members. John Ratzenberger has signed cards for us. George Wendt is shortly going to be doing the same. We've got a lot of other cool guest stars lined up. For the sports fans out there who know the show real well, Fred Dreyer had a recurring role, former football player, who also signed for us for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. way back when. And the one that I was really, really excited about, wasn't sure if we could pull it off. I, you know, you just never know until you ask. But we got Wade Boggs to agree to sign Cheers cards because he was in a very memorable episode. Didn't have a very big part, but it was funny and it was memorable. And we proposed this to him, and he was like, yeah, like, absolutely. You know, his wife was telling me about how they went to the wrap party for the show when it finished its run after however many 12 seasons I think it ran for, something like that. So, you know, sometimes, you know, like if this were just another baseball card project, you know, approaching somebody like Wade Boggs, maybe he cares, maybe he doesn't care. Maybe it's all about the money. It's, you know, you never know what you're going to get when you approach people sometimes. But in this case, you know, it's such an unusual part of his resume. And I guess he must have had a great time with it. You know, he loved working with the cast. And, you know, Fred Dreyer told me the same thing. It was like, oh, this was so awesome. And, you know, if you speak to Ted Danson, give him my best. I just loved working with that cast. Like, you could tell it meant something. It meant something to both of those guys. And, you know, that's what you want to hear when you're in my position. You want people who are enthusiastic and are going to really be, you know, involved in a way for the right reasons.
Very cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you believe, I mean, man, there is some depth that you can get into there. And the fact that he already had signed Ted Danson because of his work, and I think one of the Star Treks. But it just really allows the leveraging to be able to go on, because, you know, if Ted has any contact at all anymore with Shelley Long and Christy Alley, even if, you know, Steve doesn't, he can rely on Ted to pass along, you know, and because this is really one of those products where you definitely want to get as much of the cast.
Well, the only thing is Christy Alley passed away a couple of years ago.
Cut Autos, maybe?
Possibly, yeah. I would love
working on it for a while. Maybe there's stickers out there.
Possibly.
Yeah, maybe.
I wouldn't mind Harrelson and Ted Danson. That'd be pretty awesome.
There you go.
You know, I mean, I think Woody Harrelson, honestly, is maybe one of the most underrated actors.
Ted and Hollywood. Shelley Long. I mean, come on. That's an iconic dual auto.
Yeah. A lot of things they could do.
So funny. All right.
Cliff the Mailman.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see what that product ends up looking like, because what a fun project to work on.
It would be fun.
All right. We have some winners to announce. Chris?
Yeah, we do. We had some good winners here. And thanks again, guys, for watching tonight and joining us. And again, if you do win your prize tonight, what you have to do is you have to email the show to claim it. You have to email the show, gogtslive@gogts.net. You have to include your full name, your X handle, your mailing address, and, of course, what you may win this evening. So, Rob, let's get started with 2024 Sage High Series football. We had four winners from this box, and Rob is going to send each winner, I believe, four autographs apiece, which is very nice. Okay, so winner number one is going to be at AstrosFan78. Winner number two, at Copen Shane. Winner number three, at Jared078. And winner number four, at DDoc99. Congratulations there, guys. Thanks for watching. 2023 Upper Deck Skybox Metal Universe Champions is next. And we had two winners from this great box. And we will start with that beautiful shiny lot that Rob is going to put together for one lucky winner. And that thing is amazing. I know James and I are drooling over that shine right there. It's really awesome. And the winner of that is at T Quizeta 16. T Quizeta. There you go. 16. And Amari Avery autograph. And that goes to at Levi Nelson. Congratulations. And thanks for watching there, guys. 2022-23 Upper Deck Ultimate Collection NHL Hockey. And we have three winners. And we will start with, let's go with the dual jersey and the Matthew Barzal card there. Was that a Barzal auto?
No.
Okay. So the dual jersey and the Matthew Barzal card. And that goes to at Sam2BSC. Sam2BSC. Next up, we had the We'll do the Pavel Regenda memorabilia and autograph card. And that goes to at Cato Sports Cards. Congratulations. And next and last is the Mason McTavish autograph card. And that goes to at Flying underscore Falks. Congratulations and clever name. There you go. Congratulations, guys. But hey, hello, we have a surprise. We do have a surprise. What Rob is holding there is an unclaimed Darryl Waltrip autographed card. Yes, sometimes we have little surprises on the show. So if you were one of those who retweeted the show post on X this evening, the one that was pinned to the top of the page, you were entered in this drawing to win that Darryl Waltrip card. And the lucky winner is at FunCooker123. Congratulations there, guys. And again, if you won a prize this evening, you have to email the show, gogtslive@gogts.net. Include your full name, your X handle, your mailing address, and of course, what you won this evening.
All right. That's going to do it for this episode of Go GTS Live, the Hobbies web show. Thanks as always to Chris and James. And this week in particular, to Chris Stratton at Sage Collectibles and Paul at Upper Deck for some great product that we got to look at. All right, we'll be back next week with a brand new episode of Go GTS Live. But in the meantime, you know what to be doing. Always be collecting. Have a great weekend and a good night, everybody.